strife. Asia's inevitable and unavoidable descent into World War II. Written by John R. Huber. Narrated by Ty Lasky. This book is not merely a recounting of battles and political maneuvers. It is an exploration of the relentless chain reactions from the Opium Wars to the rise of Japanese militarism that drove the region toward inevitable conflict. Each chapter begins with a narrative, offering a human perspective on the events that historical records often reduce to dates and facts. These stories strive to reveal the emotional undercurrents, the fear, hope, and despair of those caught in the chaos. Through these vignettes, I hope to bridge the gap between the analytical and the personal, giving a voice to the people swept up in history's tide. At its heart, Strife in Asia seeks to illuminate the unseen and overlooked, the civilians displaced by imperial ambitions, the suffering of those under occupation, and the generations scarred by decisions made in distant capitals. By humanizing these stories, my aim is to offer a deeper, more empathetic understanding of how the forces of history shaped the lives of millions and ultimately led to war. This is the first part of a larger journey. In Strife in Europe, The Inevitable and Unavoidable Descent into World War II, I will turn my focus to the European theater, continuing to blend historical analysis with narrative storytelling to examine how the decisions and ideologies of the era tore apart lives and reshaped the world. Join me in this exploration of history, not just as a series of events, but as a story of human struggle, resilience, and sacrifice. Introduction. It is August 6th, 1945, and Hiroshima's streets suffocate under the oppressive heat of summer morning. The humidity is thick enough to taste, and the pale sun struggles against the haze, casting a sickly, diluted light over the city. The air carries the scent of sweat, hot metal, and dust, mingling with the faint, comforting aroma of miso soup drifting from wooden homes. Life moves in its usual rhythm. People hustle along the sidewalks. Children run ahead of their mothers. Vendors shout their wares at the market. Trams rattle by, their metal wheels screeching as men climb aboard, bound for factories, shipyards, and government offices. Military police stroll through the streets, their presence routine. A few people glance at the sky out of habit. There had been air raid warnings recently, but none had amounted to anything. The enemy had seemingly passed Hiroshima by. Katsuya, a young man of 23, sits at the breakfast table, flipping through the morning newspaper. The pages are filled with reports of the war, victories declared by the Imperial Army, warnings of enemy spies, and reassurances from the government that Japan would prevail.